Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started our build series where we're looking at the book of Nehemiah. Let me read a few verses from chapter 2 to you. It says, in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not been sad in his presence, and the king said to me, why is your face sad, seeing you are not sick? Now this is nothing but sadness of heart. Then I was very much afraid, and I said to the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my face be sad, when the city, the place of my father's graves, lies in ruins, and its gates have been destroyed by fire? Then the king said to me, what are you requesting? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's graves, that I may rebuild it. Now, in this series, we're looking at the story of Nehemiah, and really the legacy of Nehemiah is that he was a cupbearer up in Babylon when the Persian king Artaxerxes was in charge, and his job was obviously as a royal as a servant to the to the king. The cupbearer was the one who tasted the wine to make sure it wasn't poisoned. So it doesn't say how long he was there or how long he had known the king or how long he was in the service, but it sounds like he had a pretty good relationship with the king. It goes on, to say in that chapter how, if I found favor before you, that means that they had a relationship, that he's worked hard for him. He's been a good employee, if you will. He's got a great job. He's working in the king's palace. It's probably one of the preferred jobs you could have. But some people came to him from down in Jerusalem, and said to him that the city's walls were not built, that they were torn down. And Nehemiah is going to be the one that God uses to build the walls up in Jerusalem. But at the start of this story, what happens is this, he hears about this, he starts praying, and he realizes he's got to go to the king with this. Now, this would have been a real problem because you can't look sad in front of the king. The king is the centerpiece of everything that happens in that culture. But yet, he's willing to go there and talk to the king. He takes a huge risk by even saying something to the king. I think, for us today, there are times when we see problems. I feel like the older I get, the more problems I see. The next generation, you think, oh man, they're changing everything. We see how the Christians are attacked in our culture. If we just talk about our values or talk about the things that the Bible says, we get attacked in our communities. But it's another thing to actually take a risk and do something about it, to be willing to take a step towards the problem and not just talk about it. And in the first part of chapter 1, you see that Nehemiah becomes keenly aware of the problem, that Jerusalem is without protection, that 70 years before Nehemiah, under King Cyrus, the word was given that the people of Israel who were up in Babylon could go back into the land, that Cyrus even gave them all of the things that they had, were taken from them from the temple so that the temple could be rebuilt and the worship could exist again in the temple. But in that 70-year period, even though the temple was rebuilt, the walls were down, and as a result, there was no protection for the people. So animals were coming in and out, the people were scattered. So Nehemiah is going to go down and do something, but it all starts with him being willing to go to the king and bring up the problem and basically ask the king for help. Help me do this. Give me the power to go and build the walls. I say that because, for you and I, the challenge is, are we going to trust that God has us in our position in life for a reason? That just as Nehemiah was the cupbearer, you and I are strategically placed exactly the way that God wants us, and he wants us to be a part of the answer to the problems around us. And we have to be willing to step it up and to risk it and to follow what God is asking us to do and not just sit around and talk about it. And I think that's what the challenge is from this part of Nehemiah. And I would just say, wherever you're at, to think about, what is it that God might have you do right where you're at? Who are the people in your life that need invited into the kingdom of God? What are the problems you see that you might be an answer to? God, I ask that you would help us to see the world the way that you see it, and you'd help see us as on mission for you, that you want us to be a part of the solution. God, help us to figure out what that first step is and to actually take it in faith. Wherever you're at, just take a second and just tell the Lord the same. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. God bless.